Good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is March 25th on a Monday. Hope you guys had a good and a blessed weekend. We're continuing on almost the end of March. And what are we on? Like, I think episode 70. Season 45, episode 70. We just keep going. I don't know how many episodes it's going to be, but I just keep kind of going through the Gospel of Matthew and seeing you know, the life of Jesus, the words of Jesus, and the actions of Jesus. There's so many, but I have a feeling we'll probably hit maybe 100 episodes on this. Actually, let me see where we're at as I'm opening the Bible app. We're on chapter 12, 11 and 12. Well, I don't know. It's going to be a while. But anyway, it's the life of Jesus. I mean, there's so much there. So much. But yeah, I haven't recorded for a few days because my wife and some of the ladies from our church, Calvary Chapel Mobile, went to a women's retreat in Georgia, Stone Mountain. So I was watching the kids, and it was a blessed time. It was a blessed time that we had together, me and my two daughters. But also, I'm blessed and excited and happy to have my wife back home. It's good. It is good to be with your family. And but anyway, let me get into this before I start driving. What is it, 6:44 in the morning? Ever since someone at church yesterday actually was like, "Are you still getting up at 4 after the time change?" I said, "No, I'm getting up at 5 now because it's an hour later." So it's just I have that internal clock or whatever. And he's like, "Okay. I thought you were crazy if you were still getting up at 4. I'm getting up at 5 too," he said. And so, but I still want to get up and get into the Word and get to the gym and get home about when my family wakes up. It's just, it's worked for me ever since we had kids, and I want to continue on those healthy habits. And when it comes to healthy habits, spiritually, we need those, we need to cultivate and implement those healthy habits as well, right? I think it's so incredibly important, especially in our day and age with so many things to distract us. So many things, but hone in, focus in on the Lord every day, whatever means or method you can, listening to the Word, listening to podcasts, obviously reading the Word, going through, you know, biblical Christian books, like all of those things, good stuff. But anyway, I said, let me read this and then I'm going to pull out. It says, Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, right? The religious leaders were coming against him, plotting against him. He withdrew. And many followed him, and he healed them all, and ordered them not to make him known. You know, it's interesting because I had just taught the triumphal entry, or Palm Sunday, yesterday, right, on Sunday. And that was when Jesus publicly, in essence, proclaimed himself to be king. He was riding into Jerusalem on that colt, the foal of a donkey, and he was literally fulfilling prophecy at that moment, making himself known. Anytime before that, he said, "Don't tell anyone," because there was this build up to this moment where prophecy was fulfilled. And so that's one of the times here where he says, "Yeah, don't tell anyone." But it's interesting, and I kind of wanted to focus on this. He healed them all the people with afflictions, he healed. But then other places, you see whole crowds, he healed, but he didn't necessarily heal them all. Why not? And here's where different belief systems kind of come into play. There are those who say that God will heal everyone and anyone, you know, if they have enough faith. Others will say, well, God will heal who he wills to heal. Sometimes he allows affliction, no matter what the affliction is, to linger or to stay there even for life in order to cause dependence and trust in him. It always reminds me of, there's a few things, but Timothy had a stomach issue. Remember Paul said, well, drink some wine to try to heal, you know, medicinally to try to heal that stomach or relieve the pain. He had a stomach issue. Paul, it was thought, you know, there's different assumptions or theories, but that he had an eye issue. And so when he asked for God to remove the thorn from his flesh, speaking of this eye issue, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. And so there are afflictions that God doesn't heal. And we don't like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because we want to be healed. We want to be healthy. We want to be good. But it's about God's will. So, you know, those faith-based systems who say, well, if you have enough faith, you'll be healed. The leaders of that, they've, you know, you look at history and you see that they've gotten sick, but they kept it under wraps. They were in the hospital being treated for cancer and different diseases and died quietly because they didn't want their congregations to know that they were sick. Because, hey, if you have enough faith, you'll always be healed. Well, the fact is, living in this fallen, sin-ridden world, there are diseases. There are afflictions. There are, I don't know, there are accidents and things that happen that leave people afflicted, right? We're in a fallen world. Enemies attacking, the flesh is there, but nothing is perfect. It's a second, it's a law of thermodynamics, right? Everything is decaying. Things aren't getting better. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're all wearing out. It's said, you know, studies have shown that from 26 years old and on, your body really starts to decay. You know, I'm sure there's a more of a medical term for that, but I don't know. I just, layman's terms. Your body starts to break down in a big way from 26 years old and on. And it's like Job's friends. You're afflicted because you're sin. They weren't friends. They had the wrong theology, I guess you could say. I don't know. We call them his friends, but they blamed him for all his afflictions, when in reality, it was allowed to prove his faith. His afflictions were allowed to prove his faith. We don't trust in the Lord when things are, I mean, I don't want to generalize, but we don't trust in the Lord as much oftentimes when things are going well. Because we're like, well, things are going well, man. I need to pray. Well, I'll pray later. I'm good. Things are great. I think we should pray just as much when things are going well than when things are going horrible. But when things are going bad, we have to trust the Lord. There's no other choice. Lord, I trust in you. I'm going to lean upon you. I want to hear from you. I need you. Desperation means dependence on the Lord. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Like, again, none of us want to go through trials. We don't pray for trials. We don't say, oh, I can't wait for all the trials that are going to happen today. I can't wait for the unexpected things that are going to happen at work. Can't wait for the fires that I have to put out that start in my life. Right on. Like, we don't. It's not like we look forward to trials. But we can look forward to trusting in the Lord through those trials. Because he's going to get us through. And he's with us in those trials. There was a fourth in the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the fourth was Jesus. He's with us in the fires. And he's going to get us through the fires. He's with us in the storms. And he's going to get us through the storms. But sometimes God allows things in our lives to build our trust in him. Like nothing else can. If we never had any trials, I was reading the word this morning and I was in the Psalms and a thought kind of popped in as I was reading the word, and it was like, if we never had trials, well, we wouldn't have to exercise our faith. If we didn't have afflictions, then why trust in the Lord? I mean, everything's fine. But it's those afflictions, it's those difficulties, it's those hard times that cause our faith to grow and actually flourish. You know? And it's amazing. It's amazing to trust in the Lord, to depend upon him, to look to him, to walk with him. No matter what you're facing, you know, God may bring healing, he may allow affliction. Either way, it's up to him. You know, some of these faith-based systems think it's all up to them. Well, it's you. It's your faith. You need to have more faith. You need to do this. You need to. No, that's the wrong mindset. That's not even biblical. It's the Lord who does the work. It's the Lord who does the healing. It's the Lord who allows things in our lives. It's not up to us. Is there a responsibility and the stewardship on our part? Of course, but the Lord is in control. He's the one that decides. And we rest in Him, look to Him, love Him, lean upon Him for all of it. Because He's good. And He does everything in your life for your good and for His glory. It may not seem like it. You may go, well, why, Lord? Well, you may never get the answer to that question. But you will get the answer to the what, Lord. What do you want me to teach me through this? What do you want to reveal to me in this and through this? What do you want to show me? And He will. He will reveal things to you that you never thought you'd grow in and know. Through affliction, through difficulty, through hardships. So don't despise them. And I would say don't even try to pray them away. People say, get this problem out of here. Of course, we want to be healed. We want the problems to go away. We want to be restored. It's not like it's horrible just to pray the things away all the time. But also, just pray, God, I'm in this right now. What do you want to show me? What do you want me to do? Because He may not heal the affliction or get you through that thing for a bit, for a while. So Lord, what do you want to show me right now? What do you want to do in my life right now? How do you want to use this in my life to draw me near to you? He's good. Well, you guys, went a little bit long. Love you guys. Praying for you guys today. Hope you have an amazing Monday. We'll talk to you soon.